Welcome to Alive Experience, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwe. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal teaches the Word of God with accuracy and power, always leaving his audience empowered, challenged, and ready for change. As you listen, get ready to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 says, God's will is for you to be holy. That is the rule. His will, the rule is the will of God. God's will is for you to be holy. Holy means set apart. To stay away from all sexual sin. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3. God's will for you is to be holy, to stay away from all sexual sin. And last week we saw about 13 of them. We saw that there was lust, talking dirty, flirting, pornography, masturbation, fornication, idolatry, homosexuality, lesbianism, incest, prostitution, bestiality, and rape. I'm sure there are more. Those are the few the Holy Ghost gave me understanding on. Praise God. Are you still there?
Yes.
All right. So if you miss this teaching, please make sure you go. We have it on YouTube. It's on Facebook. And it is also on our podcast. Please go on CastBox. It's an app. Like it. All my messages are there. I'm so excited about that thing because even myself, I enjoy it. We have about 186 messages there. You are there waiting for Sunday. Meanwhile, we can have my word every day. Please go and like it. Go and share it. It will be a blessing to you. And I think the icon is going to appear on the screen there. You will see how it looks. So when you go to the App Store or to Google Play, you can find it. Amen. This morning, I want to quickly tackle one of those sexual sins. Like I told you this month, we're going to look at a few of them. We cannot cover all of them. Can I have my thing there? We cannot cover all of them. Thank you so much. We cannot cover all of them, but we're going to look at a few this month. Amen. God will help us. So this morning, I want to tackle pornography. Yes. Just clap, even if you don't understand what I'm talking about. Overcoming pornography. Now, the statistics are very shocking. 9 out of 10 boys are exposed to pornography before the age of 18. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 boys are exposed to pornography before the age of 18. 6 out of 10 girls are exposed to pornography before the age of 18. That is just at a general level. But now if I have to talk to you about this, the Christian level, Christians are more and more addicted to pornography. I'm talking about good-looking Christians like you. Tongue-talking Christians like you. Hands-lifting Christians like you. Shabaya Christians just like you. Busy with pornography at midnight. 50%, look at the statistics, I'm giving you the statistics. 50% of Christian men and 20% of Christian women are addicted to pornography. If you put all the Christians, all the men Christian in the world, 50% of them are addicted to pornography. I'm not saying they go and watch it once in a while, they are addicted. I mean, addicted means that they are on it consistently. And 20% of the ladies are also stuck in it. Praise God. And something that I found funny in this statistic is that apparently the day where they watch pornography the most is Sunday. Have you ever heard something like that in your life? It seems like Sunday is actually the day where pornography is watched the most. And in fact, what I've observed is that most sins are committed on Sunday. Because Satan has chosen, he's always fighting anything God is trying to do. Most Christians are impacted by the word of God on Sundays. So Satan understands that the same Sunday I must attack. Most Christians fall into sexual sin after coming out of church. They went to a church service. After the church service, they went somewhere. And they never came back the same. Sunday. It's just because you've never taken the time to check it. You will know that Satan has been attacking you consistently on such days. That's why we try to keep you in church on Sunday as much as possible. We are not trying to say we don't trust you, but the more you are involved in the things of God, the less Satan has a chance to enroll you in these things. Now, you run quickly home, say that, I want to go. And you go home. Once you get home, after you eat, there's nothing else to do. Then he comes with his agenda. Are you getting me? So pornography is not an issue we should close our mouth about in the church. In fact, that's the reason why it has gone wild. Now, I've heard about a group of young youth pastors that were having a conference somewhere, and they hired rooms in a hotel for their conference. The day they checked out of that hotel for that conference, the hotel manager reported that is the period when those guys were there. He had the highest views on pornography in the hotel. These are youth pastors that have come for evangelistic conference. By the time they check out of the hotel, the hotel manager was so happy. He made more money through pornography when those guys were there. It became a very powerful message that as we are quiet about this, Satan is working. It's working. I will continue preaching. I must fulfill my assignment. God told me, preach the word. I will preach it. And somebody will be delivered through this preaching. And I think that can be you in the name of Jesus. What is pornography? Let me give you a simple definition. Pornography is movies, pictures, magazines, writings, paintings, etc. that show or describe naked people or sex in a way that is very open and very direct with the intention to cause sexual excitement. That you watch a movie or it's pictures you are paging through or it's a magazine, all those things. But the problem about it is that it is showing explicit content. You are seeing things you're not supposed to see. Or you are hearing things you're not supposed to hear. The word pornography comes from the Greek word pornographos. Do you know what pornographos means? Pornographos means writings about prostitutes. That's the meaning of the word. Writings about prostitutes. Because porno or pornei means prostitutes. So pornography is two words. Pornographos. Graphos means to write. That's why you have graphics and all of that is to write. Porne is prostitutes. So when you put the two together, it becomes writings about prostitutes or anything that has to do with prostitution. But do you realize that the people that go to watch pornography, they don't even see the connection between that and prostitution. Yet when you think about it, they never watch the same person twice. They watch this one today, and they want to watch another one the next day. What type of story is that? Is that not what prostitutes do? Is that not how prostitute is expressed? You see, people don't even know that the very word pornography has to do with prostitution. And that's how those demons enter people. Jeremiah 5:17, the Bible says, "Why should I forgive you?" The Lord is speaking through Jeremiah. It says, "Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. I supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes." He said, "I supplied their needs, yet they left me and went to prostitutes." Many a times, the money you use to buy data is money God gave you. You are using the money, the data money that God supplied, to go to the house of a prostitute. And today you are watching Sarah. Tomorrow you are watching Nehemiah, whatever. I don't know. I mean, in fact, I don't know the names. But I don't believe that you are watching the same person all the time. You are changing. You see, now you are very quiet. What can I do? I have to preach. I have to preach. Is pornography a sin? Yes, it is. In the Bible, we know pornography as the lust of the eyes. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but of the world." The lust of the eye. Matthew 5:28. "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 6:22. "The lamp of the body is the eye." Jesus is telling something very profound to his disciples. He says to them, the lamp of the body is the eye. "If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Jesus was revealing to us the access into your soul where the darkness can go and reside is through your eyes. There are three gates, at least, mainly, to you. Your eyes, your mouth, and your ears. There are other gates. I don't want to talk about them now. But there are more. But the main gates through which satanic activity, because remember, you are a temple. A temple has windows and doors. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, for you to access a temple, you need to use an entrance. The other gates, the other ones, is your genitals, if I have to tell you. Because that is, I have to tell you, I'm on it. When Satan wants to impart a spirit of fear in you, he has to create a horror movie and make you watch it. As you are watching it, a spirit of fear enters you because of what you are watching. If you did not watch that movie, you are not going to feel the way you are feeling. How come you are watching something and you are changing? It's because as you are watching it, something is happening to you. You are being impacted. You've seen kids, after they watch movies of violence, they become violent. Haven't you noticed? They start acting in a violent way and they start becoming even rebellious. Why? They were not doing the way they were making the movie, but what they watched, spirits of violence started entering them. Now let's take the same analogy for pornography. What happens when you watch pornography? Same principle. Spirits of lust enter you. And they start changing you into something you don't want to be. Are you listening? Let me give you the truth about pornography. The Bible says in John 8:3, "And you will know the truth. Praise God. And the truth will set you free. Now, I know many of us have tried to free ourselves from this spirit, but we haven't succeeded. Do you know why? It's because there are certain truths you don't know yet. You are only free based on the truth you know. If you don't know enough truth, you cannot be set free. That's why I need to give you more truth about pornography, so that by God's grace, freedom will finally reach you wherever you are, and you'll be delivered. That is the whole purpose. Praise God. Truth number one, pornography shuts down the eyes of your heart. When God created you, He didn't create you as a body. He created you like Himself, a spirit being. So you are actually a spirit. Do you understand? You just live inside this body for a while, but that is not who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are a spirit being created in the image of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, when God placed you inside this body, He created a connection between the body and your spirit. Hallelujah. When something happens to your body, it has the capacity of affecting your spirit, which is where you are. For example, if somebody cuts your physical throat, that shall never be your story in Jesus' name. But if that was to happen to somebody, the spirit will have no other choice but to leave that body, because the body can no more function. So the things that happen to your body affect the real you, which is your spirit. I hope you're understanding that. Now, your body has eyes. I'm sure you are aware of that, two of them. And your spirit also has eyes. They are called the eyes of your heart or the eyes of your spirit. You understand? The Bible uses different words to call them. But let me just say the eyes of your heart, meaning that is how you are able to perceive things without even knowing how, but you are able to know, this is the church I must attend. This is my pastor. Oh, this is my wife. That you start knowing things based on your spiritual eyes. Are you with me? Now, God told Abraham in Genesis 13 verse 5, He said to him, I am giving all these lands to you as far as you can see. Do you understand? As far as you can see. What sight was he talking about? Because Abraham could see. How far? I think with my physical eyes, I can only see up to a certain point. So if that is what you are giving me, then it's very small. But he was talking about the eyes of his spirit. Because it is the eyes of your spirit that God is addressing, not your physical eyes. God is a spirit being. Everything happens in the spirit first before it comes in the natural. I hope you are still with me. So pornography, Satan uses pornography to affect your spiritual sight. Jesus told people, you are having eyes, but you still can't see. Why? Because the real eyes were closed. They were closed. Praise God. Judges 16 verse 21. So the Philistine captured Samson. Do you believe that after the Philistine captured Samson, the first thing they did was not to cut his hands? Yet those are the tools he was using to fight them. They didn't cut his feet. He was using them to follow them. Guess what they did? They plucked out his eyes. Because the Philistine knew all the power of this man is connected to what he can see. If you can see it, you can have it. Praise the name of Jesus. So the Philistine plucked out the eyes of Samson to make him unable to ever see again. And that is the first thing demons do when they start working on you. They must make you unable to see. They are called the powers of darkness. What is the number one faculty of darkness? Making things impossible to see. I hope you are with me. Just stay with me. Darkness, you can't see. After they plucked out his eyes, the Bible says, they took him to Gaza where they bound him. See, after your eyes are out, it's easy to bind you. Very easy. Praise God. And then they force him to grind grain in the prison. So forced labor started. What is forced labor here? Addiction. You are now forced to do things that you don't want to do. 4, prison. He's now in a confinement. All of that after the eyes are out. Jeremiah 17 verse 6 says, that person will be like a bush in a wasteland. They will not see prosperity when it comes. Brothers and sisters, we access things we can see. The moment you can't see it, you can't have it. The Bible says he will not see prosperity when it comes. I mean, you will be in the midst of prosperity, but you will not see it. You will be in the midst of opportunities, you will not see them. Most people that are addicted to pornography watch their lives, they start going down. Because sight is affected, vision is affected, capacity to think ahead is affected, capacity to make plans for the future is affected. You start making weak plans based on what your physical eyes can see, no more based on the eyes of your spirit. Fall in the prison. Before pornography, you were having a dream. I'm going to finish university. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. After porn has taken over, your dream starts shrinking. Yeah. Start shrinking. You had this standard. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to marry. This is what I'm going to drive. After pornography start getting into you more, your standards start going down. Before you realize, you end up in a place you ask yourself all the time, how did I get here? How did I get here? Pornography affects your creativity. It affects your capacity to create. Because creativity is connected to your mind, your spirit. People that are addicted to pornography cannot find solutions to problems easily. And sometimes the solution is just simple, but they can't see it. They can't see it. They are struggling, turning in circles. Because the eyes are closed. Samson, the eyes are plucked out. Can't see anymore. Can't see opportunities anymore. Can't see what God wants to do through their lives anymore. The standards just start going down. And that's the purpose, to put you in prison. Excuse me, to put you in a prison. You shall never be put in a prison in the name of Jesus Christ. And every prison Satan has put you to, I came by the Spirit of God to decree your freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free. Paul prayed, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. There are eyes inside of you. And those are the eyes pornography plucks down. That shall never be your story. I don't have much time, but pornography is addictive. Paul says that the good I want to do, I don't do. The evil I don't want to do, I keep doing. That's what pornography does. Turns you into a slave. Pornography is an evil seed. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. When you go around watching other daughters of other men engage in sexual activity, always remember you will have a daughter tomorrow. As you are sowing this seed of watching, because the lady and the man you are watching have parents. And you are watching them do what they are doing. And tomorrow you will also become a parent. Now, my question is, after you have sown such a seed, the Bible says, whatever a man sows, he will reap in return. If you don't want to see your daughter one day somewhere doing funny things, if you don't want to find your son in such a place, brother, sister, I'm begging you, don't continue sowing that seed. Stop sowing such a seed. You will not like the harvest at all. The Bible says, the one who sows to please the flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. So be careful where you are sowing. Praise God. Pornography is an investment in the kingdom of the devil. Few statistics for you as I'm closing. Commercial pornography in America is about 2.5 billion. That was in the 1950s. 2.5 billion. Recently, it's between 10 to 12 billion a year. from pornography, 10 to 12 billion. Where is the money coming from? From people like some of us that are sponsoring the business. People that don't want to pay offering. People that can't pay their tithe. But they are sponsoring a satanic industry. Yeah. In 2006, the world pornography revenue was $97 billion. $97 billion in 2006. Like when they put the money that pornography generated that year. 97, not million, billion. My question is your money in there? Quickly this morning as I close, steps to overcoming pornography. The good thing is anything you find yourself into, you got into it and you can get out of it. You walked into it and you can walk out of it if you are interested. Me, my main concern for you, child of God, is your spiritual eyes. As you keep exposing them to these things, unknown to you, what happened to Samson is taking place. It's taking place. And isn't it interesting that the first job the Holy Ghost comes is, he comes to enlighten you. How do you think he does that? He opened the eyes of your spirit. And what do you think these forces do as you are watching those things? They close the eyes of your spirit. So you can see. And such people are always missing opportunities. You shall never miss your opportunity in Jesus' name. Number one. Step number one to defeating pornography. Be crucified with Christ. In other words, be born again. In other words, go from porn again to born again. Like today again, born again today. Go from born again to born again. My God. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I want to ask you a question. Do you imagine Christ watching pornography? Even to mention it. Christ is living in me. And here am I watching people. Position. Christ in me. The hope of glory is inside of me. The hope of glory. The hope of a better future. He's trying to work that glory out of me. And I have taken him to this little corner. So I have been crucified. The reason pornography is operating the way it is, some of us are not crucified. We are not. We have just come near to the cross. We haven't mounted on the cross and given our hands to be nailed. Jesus told the pastor, many of your people are, I am their savior, but I am not their Lord. Because Jesus asked people, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? Lordship is based on actions. Lordship is literally what you do. Lordship. And you see, you are divided in many parts. You have a financial side, a sexual side, an emotional side, and Jesus wants to be Lord over all those sides. And what we are doing this month is to try to enthrone Jesus over your sexuality. Amen. Because I know as for worship, you are worshiping him. You have given him that side. Some of you have even given him your tithe side. But what about your sexual side? That side is still wild, like a donkey. No restrictions. But I see you bringing restriction in that area of your life in the name of Jesus. I see God helping you, restricting yourself. Even my sexuality has to come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Not only my finances,
My mind must come under his lordship. My eyes. He gave me these eyes. Look at what I'm using them for. So I'm using them to see souls. I'm using them to see stuff. Do you know everybody that is involved in those actions is a soul that could be saved? How come you are enjoying it? Instead of crying out to Lord, Lord, look at what Satan is doing with your creation. Father, help. Father, deliver. Father, save. Galatians 5:24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh. Do you understand? When you really give yourself to Christ, your flesh is crucified with its passions and desires. When your flesh is still very alive, it's an indication to you and me that we haven't truly crucified the flesh. The flesh is still at work. Receive grace to crucify your flesh. To take your flesh. What does it mean to crucify your flesh? It means when I see that God is saying this is not the right thing to do, I accept that this is wrong. I don't argue with God that no, but no, no. I accept that it is. I have been doing the wrong thing and it is time to change. I start making it a prayer point. Father, deliver me from this thing. Father, I don't want this thing in my life. And I start taking actions to eliminate that thing from my life. I'm crucifying the flesh. You can say, I want to crucify the flesh, but I still have all those videos. I still have all those links. I still have all those pictures. Let me tell you something. Pornography accounts to much of the backsliding in the church. Just that people are not honest to talk about it. What could make a person that was so excited yesterday about Jesus today, they don't want Jesus again? No, sometimes something has happened in the night which they cannot talk about. Pornography and sexuality accounts to most of the pastors that God was supposed to use mightily to never make it into the ministry. Now, if you check the cause of their failure, the cause of them not amounting to what God wanted for them is pornography. A sexual sin, if I can put it that way. But in this church, God is giving us a vision to build many churches. And how are we going to do it if our people are falling into sin all the time and disqualifying themselves? We need to give you the tools to fight. Number two, deny yourself. Number one, crucify yourself. Number two, deny yourself. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. What does that mean? Learn to say no to yourself. Some of us are champions at saying yes to anything the flesh is asking for. It's dangerous, oh. Wherever I go, kiss this one. Oh, yes, kiss. Send an SMS, he sent. You are just a slave of your flesh. Learn to say, no, I will not do it. And he said, it's a difficult battle because you are with yourself. And you now need to train yourself to not always follow what you must tell yourself that I will not always do what you are saying. I do what the Holy Spirit is saying. Deny yourself access. I'm sure if I was with you, it will be easy. You know, okay, pastor is going to help me. Yeah, pastor, if I want to, the pastor will take the phone away. I have a wife to take care of. I have children. Then I have many people that are also depending on me. How are you expecting me to come and be with you the whole time? I can't. You have the Holy Spirit. And you have your will. God says, deny yourself. Learn to say no to yourself. When self comes in the middle of the night, I feel like some action. Just smolanyana. I mean, not a lot. We're just going to touch a little bit there and there. I mean, something light. Not hardcore. Light. He said, I know those are your things. He said, yeah, we can just, smolanyana. It's not even like, we're not even going to go deep.
when it's about to go deep, we'll quickly run out. Ah, you don't understand yourself. By the time you realize it's 4 a.m., you started at midnight. It's now 4 a.m., you haven't slept. And that's why people that are involved in pornography don't do well in life, because it takes your whole night. You're supposed to rest at night so that you get energy for the day. But here's your night being wasted away. And to top it all, you are now being condemned by the devil. That is where depression comes in and frustration. Receive deliverance from that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, hide the word in your heart like David. Psalm 119 verse 9. How can a young person stay in the path of purity? By living according to your word. Verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I taught you a few weeks ago, God's word is a sword. Maybe you don't know. When you keep presenting yourself to the word, you are presenting yourself to your deliverance. I might never lay hands on you, but if you keep putting on your earphones and listening to podcasts, brother, you are causing havoc in the kingdom of the devil. You don't know what you are doing. Actually, your deliverance will come and you don't know how it came. I have seen it. Many curses were broken in my life just by listening to podcasts all the time. I'm always listening to podcasts and praying. Before I realized, certain things that were heavy on me, broken. By the word. The word is a sword, you see. As you are listening to the word, what you don't know is that in the spirit, a sword, a double-edged sword, is shook, 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 cutting all kinds of things in your spirit, dislodging all kinds of things. Then the word is a fire. As you are listening to the word, a huge fire is, like I said, receive power. A fire is entering you, pan, and it's burning these guys. That's why I spend time listening to the word all the time. Because it's not just information I'm getting. I'm getting impartation, but I'm also getting deliverance. I pity Christians who don't listen to the word. I pity Christians that are not on podcast. Their deliverance is very, very far-fetched. You have to be on the word all the time. He sent his word. What does God send to deliver you? His word. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captive. Many people are held captive of pornography. And what does God use to deliver them? He sent his word. And as the word is being preached, deliverance is coming to them. Watch the people that are addicted to pornography. They don't like the word of God. They are bored by the word of God. How will you be delivered? Praise God. And the word of God is a light. Hallelujah. The word of God is a hammer. Comes and start breaking the heads of these demons. Very stubborn demons. But as you keep presenting the word, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. So what am I saying, people of God? Keep hearing the word. Download the cast box. Be listening to my voice all the time. Download all the other messages of the people I usually tell you about. Bishop Dr. Howard Mills, Bishop David Oedepo, Apostle Joshua Selman. These are the people I'm listening to. Listen to such people before you realize your deliverance has arrived. Give the Lord a hand of praise, somebody. Walk, number four, walk in the Spirit. The Bible says, so walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of your flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Be attentive to the voice of the Spirit. The Spirit will say to you, sleep. The flesh will say, no, just hang around your Facebook. Walk by the Spirit. When it says sleep, switch off, sleep. When it says don't go out yet, don't go. Because you're going to meet somebody who's going to introduce something. When the Spirit says, stop being friends with this one, stop. When it says delete those pictures, do. You are walking by the Spirit. You are led by the Spirit. The Spirit decides who must be your friend. Even on Facebook, the Spirit must decide who must be your friend there. Because people are not born addicted to pornography. People are introduced to pornography by friends. Oh yeah, that's the truth. Five, as I'm closing, rise and pray. I say rise and pray. Luke 22 verse 46. And he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. I like this version. It doesn't say lest you fall, lest you enter. Temptation is a room you enter. And once you enter, it's not easy to come out. Do you understand? It's you enter into temptation. The reason I like praying is because, listen, it's not good to be tempted. I mean, even yourself in school, do you like being tested all the time? Is it nice to always be tested? It's not nice. So that's why they put them there and there, and the rest of the year you are fine. Because the test comes with a lot of pressure. The test comes with, it demands a lot from you. By the time you are done with the test, you are deflated. That's why Jesus prayed, do not lead us into temptation. Because actually when you enter temptation, it's not nice. It's difficult to be in the temptation, especially a temptation that comes every day. How many times can you resist it? You might pass the first. I mean, even if you are, some of you that are claiming that you have a driver's license, do you know that if you had written that driver's license 5 times, you are going to fail? Yeah. You wrote it once and you pass and you are okay. But if they say, come again and write, say, ay, 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 please, Hakuna Matata, please, please. Because nobody likes tests too much. Yes, praise God. Now you see, that guy that keeps tempting you at work or at school is because you're not praying. If you start praying, the Bible says you will not enter that thing. You just pass like this. You see the temptation passing just like this and you don't even see it. When you don't pray, you enter into the temptation of this, you enter into the temptation of this. By the time you are done, that's where the whole strength is gone and somebody just hear the backslide. You shall never backslide in the name of Jesus. Lastly, make a covenant with your eyes. Job 31 verse 1. Job is speaking. He says, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a young woman. I made a covenant. I told my eyes, look, a young woman, you must look at her as a daughter, never lustfully. Make a covenant with your eyes today. I make a covenant with my eyes that I will not look at a person naked except my wife when I marry her. The Bible says the man and his wife were naked and not ashamed. The only person you should be naked with is your wife. Any other person you have been naked with is a sin. The man and his wife. So that person you are always naked with, question, Kemal, is it the wife? Is it the husband? Is it the roll-on? Is it the side cheek? Is it the under cheek? The upper cheek? Behind cheek? I made a covenant with my eyes. When you are watching those naked pictures, is that your wife? If it is your wife, no problem. Go ahead. And I'm not talking about, yeah, you know, we promise. No. I'm saying you married her. You paid lobola. You signed on the home affairs there. Then we prayed for you. If it's not like that, it's not marriage. You are deceiving yourself. Job said, I made a covenant. My prayer for you this morning is that you will make a covenant. Amen. Let's make a covenant with our eyes. What does it mean to make a covenant with your eyes? Well, tell yourself, if I see a movie and I see SNL, I'm out. I don't need to wait for the action to force forward. I'm out. I don't need it to go to heaven. If I don't watch this movie, it doesn't mean I will not enter heaven. Heaven is the most important thing in my life. If I see 18 and above, run. If I see 21, flee. Flee. That is dangerous. It's the covenant with your eyes. What does it mean to mean a covenant with your eyes? Be careful of the second look. Every time you see a girl, you will look the first time. But after she passes, you see, the first look is the normal look. But the second look is a lustful look. Receive deliverance from that second look in the name of Jesus. So that second look is loaded. And I'm saying, sometimes where I work, I even see old people, an old man, he's pushing with the stick. And a flesh, voluptuous girl passes, and his old wife is next to him there. And a voluptuous chicken passes. Lust doesn't have age. Doesn't have age. That's why the old Job is saying, I've made a covenant. A covenant is something you don't want, you cannot break. You see, you can break a contract, but you cannot break a covenant. It's a blood thing. It's a blood thing. Please don't mix next week, because next week I'm gonna explain to you why God says you shouldn't have sex before marriage. Next week I will be celebrating 10 years of marriage with Pastor Pume. And she will join me on this service. We will be preaching together. We'll be talking about our story, and we'll be giving you tips on how to find the right person so that you can enjoy this thing called sex. You can enjoy it, but you can also endure it. You have to choose the one you want. My pleasure and my desire is that we'll marry you, and I will be able to call and say, how is the sex going? You say, no, Pastor, I'm flying. Praise the Lord. Stand on your feet and give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Please lift your hands and begin to thank God right now for grace to deliver us from this demon of pornography. Come on, begin to pray and ask, Father, I thank you for sending your word. Thank you for speaking to me today. Thank you, Father, that you have loved me so much to send your word to help me today. I receive this help in the name of Jesus. I receive this grace in the name of Jesus. I shall not be bound by pornography. I shall not be bound by sexual sin. I apply the blood of Jesus. Come on, begin to apply the blood of Jesus over yourself. That this word that you have heard is going to be tested. The Bible says, every time the word is preached, Satan comes to steal the word. Refuse for your word to be stolen. Apply the blood of Jesus over your ears, over your heart. Satan must not steal this word from you. Satan must not steal this revelation from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You have received insight into your battle against sexual sin. I see your ministry rising. I see God using you again. I see God strengthening you again. I see you defeating every sexual sin. Come and begin to receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Kabayabayabaya. Kabayabayabaya. Makatoka pagalamanda. Mekacheka pakalabanda. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. I decree a judgment over every sexual sin that has bound you like Samson in a prison. You want to come out, but you don't even know where the door is. This morning I have given you many keys. Many keys. Many keys are in your hands now. You can defeat the enemy. Quickly this morning before I close, there's somebody who is watching. You want to go from born again to born again. The Bible says, unless a man be born again, He cannot enjoy the kingdom of God. And one of the benefits of the kingdom of God is deliverance. If you are not born again, you are Satan's property. He does with you whatever he likes. You can't fight him. Becoming born again doesn't mean you are completely free, but it means the potential for freedom is now available. You can tap into it, and Satan cannot stop you. So becoming born again is your door to freedom. Don't joke with it. I'm not talking about being a member of the church. Like you have heard me in the preaching, many church members are bound. I'm talking about giving your heart to Christ, saying like Paul, I am crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. Right now, wherever you are in the world, I'm going to count up to three. I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand so I can pray with you. One, two, three. If you want to be born again, just raise your hand. God bless you. God bless you. You know, I've sensed such an anointing, such a presence in the studio where we are here right now. And I believe the same anointing is where you are. Thank you, Jesus. You can take your hands down. Now, you are born again, but you've never ever made Jesus the Lord of your life in the area of your sexuality. And you know it. And you know it's been concerning you. There's somebody watching me. It's been a problem. You're not happy about these things you are doing. You want to stop. But what you didn't know is that you haven't made Jesus Lord over that. Right now, I want to give you an opportunity to also say to Jesus, Lord, take over this room. I have given you the kitchen. I have given you the sitting room. I also want to give you my bedroom. Whatever happens in this bedroom, let it bring you glory. You want to recommit your life to Jesus? This is the opportunity. At the count of three, you can raise your right hand. One, two, three. Come on, raise it up. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be ashamed. Look, this thing is not about the person sitting or standing next to you. This is really between you and the Christ. Karabaland. I feel the power. I feel the power. Raise your hands, everybody. Raise your hands. I feel the power. I feel the power. Holy Spirit, touch somebody watching right now. There's somebody that is desperate for deliverance. They've been crying in the night, saying, Lord, how long will I cry? Father, remember them right now as I pray. Let your power touch them. Let an end come to this struggle. In the name of Jesus, may they never remain the same. May they never remain the same. Father, I pray just like Paul, let scales fall off their eyes today. All those scales Satan has been plaguing in their eyes, let them fall off today. The name of Jesus. And I pray like Paul prayed for the Ephesians church. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you might know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches of his inheritance for us who believe, the glorious power of God that is available to you. Wherever you are on the earth, may the power of God reach you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now we're going to pray. Please repeat simply this word after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Become Lord of my life. I give you everything, including my sexual life. Take control. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm washed by your blood. I'm sanctified by your blood. My eyes are being washed. The eyes of my spirit are being washed. My mind is being clean and cleansed from all sexual immorality. I believe I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God, to preach the word, to lead somebody to Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for forgiving me, for restoring me, for cleansing me, for purging me, for saving me. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Please drop us a comment in the comment section to tell us how this message has helped you. Remember also to subscribe to receive notifications on our latest sermons. You can also watch Pastor Pascal live every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. on our church Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ. Or you can worship with us live in one of our branches in Sun City, Macharora, Padzima, Mukwase, Lidach, Rustenburg, and beyond. Have a blessed day, and remember, we are alive to give life.